We pray. Lord, reveal your truth to us. Amen. In the seventh chapter of his gospel, Matthew records these words of Jesus. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. And we're going to focus on the words many and few. In a normal election, the majority rules. Since this is a republic, it is the majority of votes in the Electoral College that rule. This process reserves power to the states and keeps the central government from becoming even more powerful than it is. Now, there are other elections also, such as here at ILC, where the majority rules. So if one candidate for student body president gets more than 50% of the votes, he's the winner. Now imagine if majority rule were always the case. Then a lynch mob would always be right. The many against the one. The biggest army in a war would automatically win. A classroom of students united in disagreement with the professor would always be correct. And we could go on, but I think you can see that there are many areas in life in which majority rule is not the right thing. After the fall into sin, two human beings were opposed to one God. Under majority rule, God would have been outvoted, and human beings would have been in charge. And there would be no salvation. 2,000 years later, after creation, the overwhelming majority were opposed to God. We might have heard them saying things like, everyone is doing it. They can't all be wrong. And perhaps you've even thought or said, all my friends are doing it. But at the time of Noah, 2,000 years after creation, 2,000 years before the arrival of Christ, the Lord God said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. So the majority agreed in opposition to God. They thought they were safe, and that Noah and his family, a minuscule minority, were a bunch of fools. But one God overruled the majority, and the majority died. 2,000 years after that, 2,000 years back from today, one man stood alone. He was nailed to a cross, and he suffered for the sins of the majority, that is, the whole world. The sins of Adam and Eve, the sins of the people at Noah's time, the sins of you, the sins of me, of the whole world, the whole majority. Listen to what that one man said in prophecy. I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled, but there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought me salvation. From that cross, from the empty tomb, this one has gone out into all the world, has gone out among the majority in order to find the chosen minority, to find you and me. He cleansed us. He covered us with a robe of his righteousness, and he set our feet on that narrow pathway to glory. So now as we journey on the narrow way, we need to remember who we are. We are a minority. Or as scripture says, we are a remnant. We are the few, the Holy Christian Church. If we don't remember this, we're going to fall victim to joining with the crowd, to joining with that majority who's on the broad road to destruction. The majority wants to worship anything other than the true God. But our true God says to us, I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. The majority wants to do evil, and they want you to join in with them. If you refuse, they'll persecute you. Nevertheless, our one God tells us, you shall not follow a crowd to do evil. The majority wants to twist and turn and deny the teachings of the Bible. They may call themselves Christians and even Lutherans. Should we listen to them because they are the majority? The Apostle Paul writes, for we are not like the majority peddling the word of God. Picture a ship caught in the maelstrom. That's a whirlpool in the ocean. The passengers are having a great time, imagining that they are twirling around in some aquatic theme park. In reality, they are being sucked down to a watery death. Meanwhile, there's this small group that did not listen to the majority. They left the ship and are rowing away from the whirlpool. That small group, that minority, is bound for a long dreamed of destination. Even so, this world's majority rejoice in their evil lives while they're being sucked down into eternal destruction aboard a ship of fools. Meanwhile, the witnesses for Christ are set apart from the damned and forever freed from that otherwise inescapable suction of eternal death. So majority rule, because they are many, this does not make them right. There is one God who is always right. To look at it a little different way, a vast multitude without God is a minority. One person with God is a majority. So the narrow way is in front of us. There aren't very many walking on that road. It's a difficult road, but it is the only road to eternal glory. God help us all to remain on this road. Let's turn to hymn number 383. 383, we're going to sing verses 1 and 4. As you'll see, verse 1, we will be singing to each other. Verse 4, we will be singing to Jesus.
precious word shall